Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Duke of Wellington said, "The only thing I'm afraid of is fear." He had good reason to say this. Doctors tell us that fear can have a huge effect on our lives. It can lead to accelerated aging and even premature death. The psalmist knew all about fear. He reflected on the experience of being surrounded by hostile nations. He graphically described them as swarming around him like bees. They did their best to kill him. Such experiences are far away from the majority of us. But whoever we are, we all face scary situations. Perhaps it's because of a health issue or concerns about our families, our work, or our finances. When fear takes hold, it can have devastating effects, and so we need to listen carefully to the psalmist. The fundamental discovery of the psalmist was that God was stronger than his opponents. Powerful as they were, God was stronger. He was able to put his human threats in a proper perspective and concluded with a rhetorical question, "What can mere mortals do to me?" He didn't need to be afraid because of the absolute security that he had in God. Life will throw many challenges at us. There is no way in which we can avoid them. But if we give our lives to God, we don't ever need to be fearful. So let me ask you, what do you do when you're tempted to be fearful? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we praise you that we can look to the future with confidence because of your constant presence with us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.